Read and perform a fun. A 2+ story with 2 roles, clear emotions, apologies, problem-solving language, and a happy ending. This is a short story for 2 students to read together. One student can read Mina's lines, and the other student can read Leo's lines. The story is simple, but the feelings change a lot. The characters feel happy, worried, angry, sorry, surprised, and relieved. The goal is to practice English for small problems, asking calmly, explaining what happened, saying sorry, and making a better plan. The story is playful, but the language is useful for real life. Warm up. Have you ever prepared a surprise for someone? What can go wrong before a party or school event? What do you say when someone blames you? Is it easy or difficult to stay calm when you are worried? Mina and Leo are classmates in the English club. On Friday afternoon, they are preparing a small surprise party for their teacher. The class has a chocolate cake, paper cups, a music speaker, and a card with many short messages. Mina is excited because the plan is almost ready. Leo is proud because he carried the cake box from the shop to the school kitchen. The cake box is white with a blue ribbon around it. On the top, someone wrote, "Do not open before 4 o'clock." Happy start. This is perfect. The teacher will be so surprised. I know. I carried the cake like it was gold. Did you put it in the fridge? Yes. White box, blue ribbon, middle shelf. Great. Nothing can go wrong now. Please do not say that. In stories, that sentence is dangerous.
At 3:30, Mina goes to the kitchen to check the cake. She opens the fridge and becomes very quiet. The middle shelf is empty. There is no white box. There is no blue ribbon. There is only a bottle of water and 1 lonely orange.
Mina runs back to the classroom. Leo is putting cups on the table. He smiles, but Mina does not smile back.
Worried moment. Leo, where is the cake? In the fridge. Why? It is not there. What? That is impossible. I checked the middle shelf. The cake is gone. Maybe you checked the wrong fridge. There is only 1 fridge, Leo. For 1 minute, they just look at each other. Then Leo remembers something. Earlier, he saw a small group of students near the kitchen door. He did not ask them anything because he was carrying paper cups. Mina feels angry because the party will start soon. Leo feels angry because Mina is looking at him like he made the mistake. Their voices become faster and sharper. Angry argument. Did you really put the cake in the fridge? Yes, I did. Are you sure? Mina, I am not a child. I know what a fridge is. I am not blaming you. I am asking. Your face is blaming me. My face is worried. It looks very angry for a worried face. Mina takes a slow breath. She decides not to continue the argument. She says, "Let's check again." This time, they go to the kitchen together. On the floor near the fridge, Leo sees a tiny piece of blue ribbon.
Mina sees another clue, a note on the table. It says, "Moved to room 204. Fridge door problem." The writing is messy, so the word "moved" looks a little like "stolen." For a moment, both students feel shocked. Surprised clue? Wait. Look at this ribbon. And look at this note. Move to room 204. Oh, I thought it said stolen. The cake was not stolen. It was moved. Then we were angry at the wrong problem. Maybe my face should apologize to your face. They go to room 204. The cake is there, safe and cold. A school staff member explains that the kitchen fridge door was not closing properly, so she moved the cake to another fridge. She wrote a note, but she had to leave quickly.
Nina and Leo both feel embarrassed. They did not lose the cake, but they almost lost their teamwork. Nina says sorry first. Leo says sorry too. Their voices become softer. Honest apology. I am sorry I got angry. I am sorry too. I got defensive. I should have asked more calmly. I should have explained without making a joke. We still have the cake, and we still have 15 minutes. Then let's save the party. Team Cake Rescue starts now. At 4 o'clock, the teacher walks into the classroom. The lights are low. Everyone is quiet. Then Nina starts the music. Leo brings the cake, and the class shouts, "Surprise!"
The teacher laughs and almost drops her bag. The cake is safe, the card is ready, and the party works. Nina and Leo look at each other and laugh too. The mystery is finished.
After the party, they make one new rule for future surprises. Check the fridge, check the note, and check your feelings before you blame your friend.
Relieved ending. We did it. The cake survived. Our friendship survived too. Next time, I will take a photo of the fridge. Next time, I will read the note twice. And if your face is worried, I will say, "My face is worried, not angry." That is useful English. A small mistake can become a big problem when people guess too quickly. Nina and Leo almost blamed each other before they understood the situation. But they stopped, checked the facts, apologized, and worked together again. The story is funny because the cake was never really lost. The real problem was communication. In English, useful problem-solving sentences can be simple. Let's check first. Can you explain calmly? I am sorry I got angry. And what should we do now?